Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
It's been the motherfucking day. Back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vincent Bing. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. It's Tuesday, March 5, 2013. Tonight's edition of Disorderly Conduct is dedicated to the life and death of the president of Venezuela, none other than Hugo Chavez, who passed away earlier today, ending his 2-year battle with cancer. Depending on who you talk to, that cancer could have been caused by the United States government. depends on which news outlet you go to. But yes, earlier today, Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, passed away, and the internet has gone ablaze. It's unforreal. I'm flabbergasted. Everybody's got an opinion. Nobody is indifferent to Hugo Chavez. Nobody. Does anybody just not give a shit about Hugo Chavez? If you don't give a shit about Hugo Chavez, either way, press 1 if you're in my chat room. Press the number 1 if you could care less about Hugo Chavez. Yep, lots of ones. 1, 1, 1, 1. What are people doing here? That's the goddamn point of my show. Crush zone presses 1 3 times. Press it 1 more time, crush zone. Press 1 1 more time. See what happens. Ah, damn it. Wow, Soul Butter, you're going to take off just because you guys thought today was going to be Big Titty Tuesday. Yes, folks, our regularly scheduled programming tonight, Big Titty Tuesday, is preempted. It will return next week at its regular scheduled time. Tonight we are going to be celebrating Hugo Chavez, his life and or death. Or maybe not. A lot of you don't give a shit, so maybe we'll talk about something else. We can still talk about tits. It's not a big deal. It's still technically Tuesday. But let's say hi to all our early chit-chatters. Welcome and thank you for joining me early on here. Apache Sox, Crush Zone, or I should say, fuck, it's that motherfucker fucking Crush Zone. Holy fuck. Fuck yeah. He's in my chat room. Who else do we got here? Dr. Jeep. Welcome, Dr. Jeep. Mock Mechanism in the house. Hello, Mock Mechanism. Melissa 13 in the building. Knickknack. Knickknack thinks this is going to be a Coke and oil party. Okay. Choose to celebrate the way you like. It don't matter to me. Shadowfly in the building. What's up, Shadowfly? Soul Butter in the house. Hello, Soul Butter. Tales of Hair and Harry in the building. I'm sorry, Tales of Hair and Harry Tales in the house, as well as Wrestle League Radio and a bunch of guest listeners. It's open lines tonight if you want to call in and weigh in on Hugo Chavez. You can do so at 347-826-7667. Ah, man, I'm a little flabbergasted here. I had a horrible migraine. I almost didn't do the show. I took a nap before the show, and my migraine's gone, but I'm a little... A little groggy, so bear with me, kids. We're gonna do this, no matter what. If you don't want to talk about Hugo Chavez, that's fine, no problem. We can talk about what's ever on your mind. It don't make a difference. You just got to call in 347-826-7667. And yeah. Yeah, Twitter really, I started off this morning, before this all Hugo Chavez shit broke, everybody was going nuts over the Dow Jones. That's right, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit an all-time high today. And all the people that were... Whatever, pro-sequestration, Fuck, I can't talk today. You know what really took? You know what really took me out of my element was reading that stupid Dennis Miller tweet earlier. I think that took me off out of my game. Suddenly, he's such an amazing wordsmith that I suddenly am at a loss for words. But I'll get to that in a second. Jesus Christ. I just got retweeted by a WikiLeaks bot. There's a WikiLeaks bot. Yeah, we can talk about WikiLeaks, too. I don't know. People were all bitter at Julian Assange and WikiLeaks today. I don't know what happened exactly. I know there was an article written by, what's her name, Quinn Norton. I read part of that, and she went into detail about the Aaron Swartz case and her involvement, and it kind of made her look like a snitch. And I think maybe that's what they're accusing her, people are accusing her of, or WikiLeaks is accusing her of. And so now everybody's pissed off. People have been pissed off at WikiLeaks for a while, though, because of that. They put up a paywall. And to be honest, like, how could you support that Assange guy? After showing his true colors, you know, that he's actually not willing to face charges against him. He's sort of chickening out, while people who stood up for what they believed in, which was him and his organization, are in court or indicted or in jail. You know, and I postulated earlier with the, because, you know, remember Operation Payback, which this PayPal 14 group of kids, activists, got busted or indicted for their digital protest. That was all in defense of WikiLeaks, am I not mistaken? They took down Visa and PayPal, you know, did digital sit-in because they cut off funding to WikiLeaks. Would that happen today? Do you think that would happen today? Is anybody going to take down a website in the name of WikiLeaks or Julian Assange now? I just don't see it happening. It's kind of sad. But, you know, it is what it is. And, so that's going on. Oh, yeah, I was trying to talk about the Dow Jones hitting an all-time high. People were thinking that are saying that, oh, wow, the Dow hits an all-time high. That must mean that the sequester didn't affect anything. First of all, people, the fucking Dow Jones is an index of 30 blue chip stocks. That's it. It's just 30 stocks, an index. And those stocks change constantly. They've changed every year. Companies added and subtracted. So it's not the same lineup as it was, whatever, 6 years ago when it was at its peak. And everybody loves to somehow equate the stock market, not even the entire all the stocks in the stock market, just the Dow. Just as long as the Dow Jones is, everybody thinks the Dow Jones is like the economy. Oh, if the Dow Jones is up, it must mean the economy is good. Well, the Dow Jones is more or less at the same level it was in 2007. And I'm going to take a little trip back to 2007 and revisit where everything else was at the time that the Dow was last at over 14,000. People are saying, oh, so the sequester. To me, to me, that's just as bad as people who say that all this weird weather is proof of global warming. It's just as retarded.
Oh, the Dow Jones is over 1,400. That means the sequester didn't do shit. Didn't affect us at all. Well, first of all, they just passed it, so no one's gonna feel those cuts anyways. And I mean, the cuts just went into effect, so no one's gonna feel anything for a little bit at least. And there's many reasons why the stock market is where it is. Many factors. One being Ben Bernanke and the Fed with their cheap money flooding to investors who are looking for a safe haven. And right now, stocks are yielding more than bonds. It used to be bonds were the safe haven. Bonds are down. I think the 10-year note is like 1% or less as far as a yield on it. So, you know, divots on average, these stocks, their dividends pay higher. So people are fleeing to equities away from bonds. That's partially why the stock market's going up. Also, it's the trading volume is way down compared to where it was 6 years ago. There's different companies that actually comprise the Dow Jones. A lot of companies have come and gone. And I can get into the specifics as well. There's so many factors that go into this, the stock market behaving like it is. And to just say that, oh, the sequester didn't affect it at all, or didn't affect the economy at all, is just retarded, because it is. Anywho, I'm going to take a quick break, gather myself, take a swig of some coffee, and come back with calls. It'll be open lines. We can talk about Chavez. We can talk about the sequester. We can talk about the Dow Jones. We can talk about WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, you name it. You got to call in, though, 347-826-7667. And I think I have a couple callers lined up. I think maybe Anand Sicko is going to be here in a second. So let me play this request for Norwalk. Is Norwalk in the chat room? Norwalk is not in the chat room. Well, he requested this, and it was for Hugo Chavez. So I'm going to play it for him, if I can find it. Here it is. This is for Norwalk and Hugo Chavez. I'll be right back.
اللي اجى الزعيم العظيم
انا دين مدفكر
لا 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 الشعب يقول اني حاكم كريم
اي 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 ايوة لك تعرفون من هالشخص يا مدفكر لك وين الويد ولا لك وين الدخان ولا لك دخن دخن
الكبير عظهم ركضهم مثل البول خلي اسمعني يعني قد طلع الصوت عربي حبيبي يلا نجتمع الحوض فردي قاتل سمعين بيت الروسين بالكلاس سكرانين خدرين الكل ينتخلون حياة مأساة ولا تمنعين تجمون ونربط كل ليلة وما نهتم بشي نتت رشاشة للبنت وما حدا سمع شي بنات باعوني غريبا ولا أحسن خليني يا كبدا مشل شعري أهم يا بنت صفتي امشي الجو مسمم اغضي طلقة واتربي وروحي لجهنم بما كان لما جاي سمي أبو الراب وذا وقفوش بنت ما يطلع كلام ارحل ارجع شكل تنجح بس اذا تعترفين بالاكس ممكن تنسي شوية بس
لا 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 ان
انه الجنرال الادين
الادين ما بفكر
لا 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 والشعب يقول اني حاكم كريم حايم شوارع مدينتين وعدي ملك البيت تكيف ليهم في الفليل كوب دفيل حبيبي كاسح الدوبس حاسي كيف وطفي ووب يا زول وات جنرال علاء مركن كادلاك شوفوا مرتاح شارب شوية ياك سلاح معاك يا باشا ماسك كل حلة من هيب تريدر كوين تفيل البران تفيلة من هارلم لين اللور ايست سايد نيويورك سيتي نيويورك بحبها بتذكرني بواديا عموما شوفني داخل 40-40 كلاب مع جينسي وفريقي شوية شراب ودخان امريكي رجعت البيت مع واحدة فريكي حبيبي شوف 2012 اهو من الحلقة جنرال ابسود Hold up. Hey. Sachen will a better episode.
Hell, it makes no sense.
Hey. Sachen will a better episode. Hold up. Hey. Sachen will a better episode. Hold up. Hey. Sachen will a better episode. Sachen weed every day.
Sachen weed every day. That was from the Dictator. Yeah, in case you're wondering what the fuck that had to do with Hugo Chavez.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, VITB back in this for your listening pleasure. I'm going to read off a few things to, really quick that I tweeted this morning. I got this off of ZeroHedge.com. If you're not into economics, but you'd like to just you know, you don't want to totally jump into economics and know what's going on, but you'd like to just sort of keep a running tab of what's going on and consolidate it in one follow. That follow would be Zero Hedge. I would follow Zero Hedge on Twitter. But I got this from ZeroHedge.com, his blog. And so today he tweeted this this link to his blog that he, and in the blog it just gives you a quick rundown of where things were in 2007, October 11th 2007, the last time stocks were the Dow Jones was at this level. The regular gas price in 2007, $2.75. Now, $3.73. I guess that's the average gas price. GDP growth. Back then, GDP was at 2.5%. Now it's at 1.6%. Americans unemployed in labor force. Then it was 6.7 million. Now it's 13.2 million. Americans on food stamps, then 26.9 million, now 47.69 million. Size of Fed's balance sheet, the Federal Reserve Bank, their balance sheet. Back then, it was less than $1 trillion. It was like $900 million. Now, $3.021 trillion. Over tripled. U.S. debt as a percentage of GDP. Then it was around 38%. Now 74.2%. U.S. deficit. Then $97 billion. Now, almost a trillion, $975.6 billion. Of course, and you all, everybody knows the difference between deficit and debt, right? Okay, just making sure. That's the yearly deficit, how much they have to borrow to make up for the lack of cash due to their outrageous spending. Back then, $97 billion. Now, almost a trillion. It's insane. Total U.S. debt outstanding then, $9.008 trillion. Now, $16.43 trillion. U.S. household debt. This is interesting. It's actually gone down. The only good stat in here is U.S. household debt. Then the U.S. household debt was $13.5 trillion. Now it's $12.87 trillion. So what does that tell you? It sounds to me like people are paying their taxes. People are doing their due diligence. Everybody else is fucking shit up. By everybody else, I mean the fucking Beltway bastards. U.S. household debt. So the only number here that's retracted. The labor force participation rate then was 65.8%. Now it's 63.6%. It's gone down fractionally. Consumer confidence then 99.5. Now 69.6. The S&P rating of the United States of America, their credit then, AAA, now AA+. The VIX, 17.5, now 14. 10-year Treasury, oh, here we go. I was wrong. It was then 4.64%. Now it's 1.89%. I was thinking it was lower than that, but still. Then the yield was 4. There's a big clue, a big hint why everybody's going to the stock market, kids. The Treasury yield was close to 5% back then. Now it's under 2. The U.S.-Japan, the yen to dollar ratio, then 117, now 93. And that's not even the bottom for that, though. About a year ago, that index was down to the U.S. yen was down, got down to around 76 for a while. It's actually risen back to that 93 level. The euro to dollar then was $1.41. Now it's $1.30. Gold then $748 an ounce. Now $1,583. So gold is doubled. And finally, last but not least, the New York Stock Exchange average volume per day, then 1.3 billion shares. Remember I was talking about volume? The number of trades? Then volume was at 1.3 billion shares. Now, 545 million shares with an M. So there you have it. Just put things in perspective there. It's called inflation. And this doesn't even count the money on the sidelines. It's pretty much a known fact that the corporations and banks are sitting on a heap of cash on the sidelines that they got for free. And they're trying to find a place to put it, and it looks like they're putting it in gold and equities. And treasuries are getting pinched out, so therefore we have to borrow more to pay off the never-ending debt. Okay, so I think I'll take calls now. The number is 347-826-7667. We can talk about whatever you want. or not, talk about what I want, which is to memorize Hugo Chavez. Did I say memorize or memorialize? I meant memorialize. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I want to just start taking calls. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I believe I have a non-sicko now. What's up, sicko?
What's going on, Vince? How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little disoriented. People are flipping out about the Dow Jones, and then suddenly Hugo Chavez dies. So I'm kind of all over the place trying to catch up with this shit. What's up with you?
Not much. Just trying to catch up to the Hugo Chavez shit myself. I'm not a very big, like, I'm not widely knowledgeable on the subject of Venezuelan politics. I can kind of examine some bits of information and shit like that, and I don't know, man. He dude seemed like a decent enough fucking, as far as current governments in the world go, he seemed like one of the better ones. So, I mean, take it for what you will.
How do you know that, though? Have you been there?
No, that's the thing, is I don't know that.
Neither do I. You're just, it's what you're fed. I mean, how are you coming to that conclusion?
It's obviously information I'm fed, but some facts are hard to debate. Actual facts are actual facts, regardless
of how you
spend them.
First of all, he can't be that bad a guy because we still take his oil.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And we're fighting these Yahudis. We keep complaining about these people that the Muslims, right? The radicals. How come they're always from Saudi Arabia? And what's up with that? Well, and we still take their oil. They hate us. I mean, not the kingdom, but the people. The people wanted to, because we run their, you know, they're our left hand, and Israel's our right hand in that region.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen speeches from I've seen that Hugo Chavez was giving, you know, calling on, like, just telling the Obama administration that, or asking if we were going to see the new Obama administration take a harder stance on Israel, as Israel was attacking back in, Castleed, whatever it was. So there are good things to be said about Chavez, that I haven't seen enough bad to think that he was an evil dude. I people that I talk to who live in like the Boston area, they'll say that he's a good dude, that he gives away free gas or free oil and shit like that to, you know, poor people, for like heating and stuff like that. So anybody who, you know, it's hard to say that the dude was that evil if he did so much work to help the poor.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I'm an avowed fascist. So I approved of, he ran his country probably the way I would. Like, you know, he made what his family's worth, net worth is something like $2 billion. You know, he didn't do so bad himself. It's nice that he spread a little love to the peasants. That's kind of like how I am with you guys in the chat room. Yeah, I'll let you guys do your thing. Once you start scrolling and talking back and stuff, then people get put on timeout. And I have to, I'll fucking put this shit thing on lockdown, even if I have to stage a false flag to do it.
Create some sock puppets and just start scrolling your own chat room.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Spyco is my sock puppet.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah. Did you ever think of that one?
You know, I was reading an article about Hugo Chavez, you know, not earlier today, because, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about him. So I've been telling people to give me as much information, you know, important information or whatever. And one of them was talking about the way that people are organized in Venezuela, that there's all kinds of grassroots, like, activist type communities in Venezuela.
Sure. Isn't it like that everywhere?
Well, that, sure, but it's, I don't know. I was hearing a lot of good things, that there's a lot of local community involvement in the things that go on. But, you know, lots of, like, LGBT communities organized down there and stuff like that. So, whatever. Like I said, I don't necessarily know if the guy was as bad as they say he is. He won 14 fucking elections, and Jimmy Carter said that they were.
I love that one. Billy Bragg was like, dude, Jimmy, hey, dude, right wing nut jobs, dude, Jimmy Carter, it was down with Hugo Chavez. You guys got to be down with him too. That's essentially paratweeting him. I was like, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? That Jimmy Carter validates to them. He validates everything they say about him. So,
yeah,
Jimmy Carter's not a good reference if you're trying to win over a right wing nut job.
I was saying that more just to be, I guess, ironic or whatever. Like I said, I don't know a whole lot about him, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude. He hangs out with Sean Penn and who's the dude?
Yeah, how bad can the guy be?
Who's the black dude from the Mel Gibson movies?
Danny Glover? Is that his name?
Is that his name, Danny Glover? Yeah.
That's
dude.
Him, right?
Yeah, he hangs out with he used to hang out with Chavez. He kicked it with him. Didn't Oliver Stone do, like, a film on him?
Yeah, so, somebody was telling me.
You know, Oliver Stone was riding his jock big time. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. That seems right up. That seems right up Oliver Stone's alley. But the thing about that kind of stuff is, I can watch stuff that has that has slants, and then go and look up the examples they give myself. You know what I mean? So you can stuff like that. Like, I watched Oliver Stone's An Untold History of the United States, and I don't know if you've watched that, but
Hell no! I don't want to find out the history of the United States from that asshole. To go back and make what was that fucking one film?
The Doors.
Don't make The Doors again. The shit. Well, I'm totally losing it. Now I got to look at his discography. Continue.
But anyways, it has a very anti-American.
Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers. That's what I want to see. Natural Born Killers 2. Don't talk to me about politics. Just do Natural Born Killers 2. All right. That's what I was trying to reference. Great movie. Great movie. Oliver Stone in the 80s and early 90s was fucking awesome.
Well, anyways, like I was saying, you can, at least with stuff like that, you can watch it, and when you get done watching it, you take notes during it, and afterwards go look stuff up and see if what he was saying is correct, and you know what I mean? And then take that for what you will, but if as long as people are presenting factual information, it's hard to say that they're slanting shit one way or another, you know what I mean? Like, facts speak for themselves, numbers speak for themselves. As long as you're telling the truth about your fucking numbers and not lying about the shit.
Okay, folks are messaging me. I got somebody messaging me saying that the person lives in Venezuela and can answer questions. They're trying to call in through Skype. It's real easy to do that, kids. You just look at the little whatchamacallit slideshow. To the right of that, kind of up to the right a little bit, there I think there's a little small itsy bitsy little Skype icon. It's just the Skype S button. You click on that, and that will connect you to Skype. Although Norwalk is saying that it doesn't work. That's weird. In the chat room, Nick Knack says, breaking news via Plus One, reporting live from India, Vince kill Hugo Chavez. What? Yeah, what's that bitch up to?
No. Okay. I didn't know you knew how to give people cancer, Vince.
Well, you knew that was all. Oh, dude, I wonder what Alex Jones is going to say tomorrow about this.
The CIA gave him cancer.
Yeah, PSYOP. This is total black ops. CIA black ops. Using nanotechnology, probably. Provided by NQTEL. We've got all the documents. Three four seven 8267667. Yeah, dude. I think that'll be funny to get. There's already been a tinfoil conspiracy theory floating out there. It was even on NBC News, or maybe somebody spoofed an NBC News site. But they were, I mean, it looked real. Like nowadays, I almost feel like these news sites are like self-defacing. They put up the most absurd news now.
Of course they do.
Because of this whole sensationalization of everything. It's crazy. People just eat it up. Like I just saw everything play out, the reactions to Chavez's death. Everybody did what, you know, if you were to script out what was supposed to the reaction was supposed to be, everybody played their little part. Everybody had their say. You know, who is the worst, most blatant aggravator? Totally going to call his asshole out on it. That Andrew Kaczynski, BuzzFeed Andrew. The dude tweets out, he just tweets out, RNC condemns, what did he say? Oh, yeah, he just tweeted out this lone tweet. Democratic congressman praises Hugo Chavez in RIP tweet. And he leaves his BuzzFeed thing, and you go to it, and it's his blog, and it's just the tweet, the lone tweet. It's like he's just dangling this red meat out there for the right-wing bloggers. It's almost like these people are acting like they're fucking matadors with these right-wing nut jobs.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his tweets, it's not the only time he does that.
He's just agitating. Just like, you know who else is like this? These people are not journalists. These people are trolls. I can see a troll. Yeah. I can pick out a troll when I see one, all right? Because it takes one to know one, and that Andrew BuzzFeed, all those BuzzFeeders are all trolls, dude, posing as journalists. But the other one is, what's his name? The guy from Slate. Oh, man. I got to find it. I'll find it. Hell, everybody at Slate. Doesn't matter. I guess I'm never going to work at Slate.
Oh. And that's what really sucks. Americans are getting their news, you know, their political news from people like that, and so then Americans in and of themselves are they're argumentative from the get go when it comes to talking to groups from the other side. You know what I mean?
Dave Weigel's the guy from Slate. He tweeted Rep. Joe Kennedy III. Of course, he's got to bring a Kennedy in there. Oh, he knows how much the right-wingers love Kennedys. And he quotes him, "My thoughts and prayers are with President Chavez's family." That's all he tweets. Dave Weigel is just like fucking Kaczynski, dude. He's just a freaking provocateur.
And they're like that by design. You know what I mean? They're like, that's what they're paid to do, is to start these fucking arguments.
Dude, did you see this thing that Did you see this thing that Foolish Reporter put out the other day about the Malaysian government? Like, the Malaysian government hired this right-wing blogger who subcontracted, and this basically they bought a bunch of bloggers, both on the left and the right, to tweet about to blog about the Malaysian government, I guess, in a positive light. It was like blatant propaganda.
To be fair, I mean, it's like I was having this in different context, but I was having this argument with somebody else on Twitter just as the show came on. That shit happens here too, and I bet if you were to look at how much government money is in the pockets of reporters and stuff here, I'd be willing to bet it far outweighs the amount of money that's in political bloggers' pockets in fucking Malaysia. You know what I mean? This shit that everybody seems to want to condemn the rest of the world for happens on a almost bigger scale here. Look how big we are. You know what I mean? Look how many politicians that we have, and look how much money is in America. Do you really think that Malaysia can outspend America on political bloggers? Absolutely not.
347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay, I'm kicking it with the Odd Sicko. And we're taking calls. We can we're chopping it up about Chavez, but we can talk about anything. It don't matter. It looks like the Skype is now functioning. Norwalk, I see, was able to navigate his way in. Norwalk, if you want to come on the air, you have to press the number 1. Anybody who calls in and wants to talk on the air, you have to press the number 1. And that'll put you in the queue to join the on-air discussion. And I hope this guy calls in from Venezuela. He said he'll give me a call when I finish. And when I finish what, dude? Just call in, bro. Anywho, it's fucking great to see that fuck it crush zone. Fuck yeah.
Vince, is it bad that yours might be one of 3 phone numbers that I have memorized? Like, that's it. I only know 3 phone numbers.
It's good. You can call my show if you have 1 call in jail. You can call my show if it's on.
I call your show. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, what did you think about my the thought that I had about whether or not the Operation Payback would happen today or not?
No, I did. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm stoned, Vince. My bad.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I expected that.
I do know what you're talking about. No, I think it's a very valid point. I think it's a very, very valid point. I would have to say that it would probably still happen simply because of the principles of, involved in it. But WikiLeaks is definitely done a lot to drive away a lot of support.
WikiLeaks has definitely done it, dude. They had the paywall. Do they still have a paywall?
No, they have. I don't know. I haven't looked at anything from WikiLeaks since the paywall.
Yeah, I've really never paid attention to WikiLeaks, to be honest. Overall sentiment, it just feels like to me the ultimate overall sentiment from Anonymous and all the Occupies people and all those activists and whatnot. The general overall mood is sort of anti, WikiLeaks is in the doghouse, and I would hope that means Julian Assange too. I mean, what a fucking coward.
It means Julian Assange more than it even means WikiLeaks. There's a few reasons for that. One of the reasons, especially here lately, since Bradley Manning testified, is there was a mysticism with WikiLeaks that was kind of broken. People found out that WikiLeaks wasn't Bradley Manning's first option. You know what I mean? So it kind of took away the that little mystique that was there, you know, oh, Bradley Manning went to WikiLeaks. Now, he went to three other places first, and they told him no. But, you know, he tried to do what your typical whistleblower does with information and goes to the American media. And the three, Politico, the Washington Post, and the New York Times all either turned him away or never returned his call. So, I mean, WikiLeaks was his fourth choice. But it broke a little mystique there, and most of it's really hatred for Julian Assange and the way he's been acting. But I would have to say that the people still support the idea that WikiLeaks represents. So if something like that were to happen, you know, some big event like that, I think people would still rally to WikiLeaks. They would still rally to his defense, or to their defense. Fuck Julian Assange, man. How dare he tweet? I don't know who's running the account, but how dare they tweet that shit about Quinn Norton?
What did they say about Quinn Norton exactly? What were they implying?
Well, one of the things they did was they tweeted out like Aaron Swartz's ex-girlfriend, journalist, and had journalist in quotes, and was quoting her story or something like that. But it put journalist in quotes, like calling into question if she's a journalist. Well, Quinn Norton's a fucking journalist. Like, come on now. Like, you're just being petty with that shit, you know? Say what you want to about the decision she made. She's a fucking journalist, you know, so that's just stupid. And then they started tweeting out stats about people who are in who testified a grand jury, how often they don't get charged or some shit like that. So they were just being fucking dicks after she put out, I don't know if you read her account of the events that transpired before, you know, in between Aaron's arrest and or his investigation and his death. Vince?
Yeah.
Are you there?
What was the question?
I said, I don't know. Did you read what the story Quinn Norton put out? Or the article. I won't call it a story. The article she put out.
Yeah, I read most of it. She narked on her boyfriend.
Yeah, but I mean,
She learned the hard way. I don't think she meant to, but she did.
I don't think she necessarily. No, she raised a valid point. Like, they're investigating this guy, and they didn't know about his fucking public blog. Like, come on, that would be like the feds investigating me, and not knowing about shit that I tweeted about. Like, come on now. So, did she make some mistakes? Absolutely, absolutely, but I feel like she wasn't the only one that made mistakes during all of that. You know what I mean? And I think people have been a little harder, or a little more harsh on her than they need to be. I don't think anybody out there has a right to be harsh to her. You know what I mean? Like that shit's personal stuff, man. Fuck that.
Occupy Rebellion, a.k.a. Sheridan, just tweeted me moments ago, didn't the U.S. try to blow up Chavez by blowing up his cigars, or was that Castro? And Foolish Reporter tweeted Castro, I believe. Does anybody know for sure? That's pretty funny if that happened. I don't remember that happening, but that sounds...
I'll Google it.
That's so like Inspector Gadget, you know? Which the movie was totally done wrong. They ruined Inspector Gadget. Totally miscasted. Should have been John Lovitz as Inspector Gadget. And, who was it that was supposed to play Penny? I cast the whole fucking film, and they ruined it, man. It should have been more cartoonish. Don't you agree?
Melissa is agreeing with you. I'm trying to find out if the United States, if the CIA tried to kill Castro by blowing up his cigars. So,
okay, yeah, look into that. Look into that for me. Thank you.
Well, this article is titled 10 Ways That They Tried to Kill Him. One of them is apparently they tried to use some chick to feed him capsules of poison, but it didn't work. A poisoned wetsuit, ball pen, a hypodermic syringe,
Poison cigars. Crush them. Got it.
Cigar.
No poison. Poison cigars. But no. Go ahead. Continue.
The exploding cigar, contaminated cigar, an exploding conch shell, Nair, acid by LSD, a handkerchief teeming with deadly bacteria, and a poisoned milkshake. Somebody said no poison cigars. Well, I said contaminated ones. But they were they recruited a double agent to slip Castro a cigar filled with botulin. So
that's right. It's all documented. We have it. We have the PNAC documents. This has all been it's all on record. It's all exposed. Major media outlets. It's right there. Tyranny in front of your face.
That's what I'm saying. This is all fact. It's on the internet.
This is a big false flag. This is one big false flag. It's a big CIA rendition. Chavez is alive and well with Tupac and Biggie and Kurt Cobain. They're chilling out in Amsterdam in some penthouse, you know, fucking hookers all day. Sorry, dude. I'm trying to BTR harder these days.
I understand that you occasionally, but you know, comes a time in a man's life when he has to step up and BTR harder.
Like, I want to BTR to the max, bro. I get my shows fucking reported now, man. I don't know when my last show is going to be my last show. I have no idea. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, good. You must have some really good weed, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm also looking at things. Like, there's shiny shit on my
screen. Great, yeah. Appreciate that.
Hey, you're the one who told me to look at this shit.
This is where I miss Mary Mad. Mary Mad would be on top of this. When she used to be in the chat room, she'd be throwing links in there like, oh, this.
I already told you. I'm just reading the rest of the shit now.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
So they tried many different ways to get this guy.
Yeah, they knowing that Castro liked to scuba dive, the CIA made plans to plant an explosive device on a conch shell on his favorite spot. They plotted to make the shell brightly colored and unusual looking so it'd be sure to attract Castro's attention, drawing him close enough to kill him when the bomb inside went off. Like I said, this is kind of interesting.
I really wish these kids would shut up with the stupid Vince Gazi thing. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense, dude. Vince Gazi? Sounds like a...
I don't know.
Terrible hardcore band.
They tried to... The CIA tried to, like, use some chemicals to... make his fucking beard fall off because they thought it would make him look weak in front of the people. The fuck kind of shit is that?
I'm still trying to figure out where Alex Jones is going to go with this. The CIA took him out with cancer. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And he's got the documents. He always has the documents. You ever watch on YouTube, watch Alex Jones?
No.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious, dude. It's awesome.
I'm trying to think. I think I watched one of his documentaries once.
Oh, he's a fantastic filmmaker. Amazing. He produces awesome content.
He's entertaining, if nothing else, right?
Oh, my God, yes. He is a wizard of he's an entertainment wizard. But his show, he does like a live video broadcast for his membership people that pay for his site and shit. And then they post YouTube clips afterwards. And so he's got a camera dedicated to he calls the document camera, the document cam. And like it'll cut to the shot above his head. It's just a shot from the ceiling looking down at all the printouts of all the different news articles he has on his desk. And he's like, and when he reads them, he goes, can we go to the document cam? Can we go to the document cam? We have the documents. They're all here. Let's go to the document cam. And you see these printouts, and that's supposed to, like, convince you that this shit's real. He printed out some shit and stapled it. He had an intern print out some shit and staple it, you know, print out a bunch of articles from Drudge Report and stapled them together and threw them on his desk. And they're like, let's go to the document cam. Oh, my God. He has the documents.
You need a document cam.
They're on the document cam.
I think I can speak for your entire audience when I say you need a document cam. You can set it up in PC.
I know. I don't want to do a video version of my show, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I just want to talk show. That's it. It's theater of the mind.
Yeah, I want people to not know that I'm just laid up in bed talking, getting stoned.
I want to be able to just do my show naked and not feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to not say. Oh, Vince.
Good times. Oh, my God, we're already into hour number two.
Jeez.
Thank God, dude.
Somebody
we're almost there, bro.
Somebody will call in.
Somebody call in. All right, in the meantime... let's take a break. I'm trying to think of what music I could play for Hugo Chavez. Let me see. Before we get to that, that's actually we have a lot. Speaking of live streams and stuff, we're going to cut really quick. I just found out we have the. A stream from Caracas, the streets of Caracas, and they are mourning the death of Hugo Chavez down there. We're going to cut to that right now real quick, give you a little bit of an idea of what's going on in the streets there in Venezuela. We'll cut to that now. Word from our this was pause for station identification this is for our member stations in Caracas, Venezuela. You're listening to the Vincent the Bay Broadcast Network.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Vous posez votre question.
Bonsoir, messieurs. Je voudrais savoir si, à 6 heures, heure française, s'il y a conflit, est-ce que ce serait une guerre mondiale? Et si oui, est-ce que ce serait éventuellement la fin du monde? La fin du monde, la fin du monde, la fin du monde.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel corso.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Okay, and unmuted. I'm back with Sick.
Hello?
Sick, are you? Hey,
yeah,
we're back.
You're great,
yeah, we're back. Okay, so I think we got the guy from Venezuela on the air, on the line right now. He's got a really noisy connection, but I think we can hear him. All right, let's bring him on. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name again?
Hey, my name is Alberto.
Alberto?
Yeah. You can call me Al, though.
Al. Excellent. Al, and you're in Venezuela?
Yes.
So what are your feelings about the passing of Chavez?
Well, honestly, I don't really have feelings. It's like he just died, and we're all like, right now at the moment, the people that followed him are very disturbed and crying over the streets and whatever. But the rest of the other half of the country, which didn't vote for him in this past election in October, were actually not happy that he died, because they're not actually happy that anybody actually dies. But right now we're all like breathing a little bit of hope, maybe for a change.
So optimism.
Yeah, we're just waiting to see what's going to happen. We have 3 days that we're not going to be working. We're not going to be doing anything because of the death of the president. We're going to be just hanging out at home. There's going to be a dry law. I don't know if you guys know what it is.
It's no, what's that?
They don't sell any alcohol anywhere.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty strict.
Yeah, just like in spring break and all the other holidays, they don't sell alcohol anywhere.
Damn.
That's wild.
Yeah, well, those are the laws that Chavez implemented. What else?
Nanny state.
Let me see what else I can tell you about. So people are actually very relieved. They're not happy.
Uh-huh.
This moment, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be happy later on when everything is over. And in 30 days, we're going to have new elections. So we're waiting to see who the candidates are going to be. So we're just hoping that Capriles is the candidate for the other side, because nobody wants the vice president that's on right now, which is actually illegal what they're doing, you know? Like, the Constitution of Venezuela says that the president, the vice president can take the government only if the president did I don't know how to actually call it in English. I don't talk very much about politics in English. But when they go back after they're reelected and they swear that they're going to do a good job and all that crap. What do you call that?
Yeah, we're here, man. Keep going.
Yeah. Since he didn't actually show up to the oath, It's actually illegal what they're doing. The vice president cannot be the president. It has to be the person from the CNA. CNE. It has to be the person from the president of the CNE who takes over the country for the next 30 days. But they're actually going all against the Constitution like they always normally do. So what they're actually doing right now, it's very illegal. They shouldn't be doing it, but since they're the head of the country right now, nobody gives a crap. Nobody says anything because nobody can do anything.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know, you know, when I talk about other countries, you know, everybody has taken into consideration no government on the face of this planet is doing it 100% right. You know what I mean? Like, none of these governments are 100% legit. You know, they all have their issues, and that's kind of why so many people are pissed off online, you know, is because everywhere has issues, and all of these issues need to be faced. You know, hopefully going forward from here on out, Venezuela, you know, the people of Venezuela will be able to have more power, you know, have even more say-so, you know, and all that. Like, it's definitely an interesting time.
Well, it's actually been like that for the last 14 years. The thing is that the news doesn't actually tell you everything that happens because they can't. What do you think happened to the most important TV station, national TV station that we had here? That was called RCTV. Chavez closed it just because they didn't agree with what he said. It's like he just like shut them down. And then they went international. And he shut them down again, just like he's trying to do with the news channel from here called Globovisión. He tried to close them down a few times, but he actually wasn't able to because he made up debt that they had and a bunch of things, and they were never actually able to close them. But RCTV was closed, and he took that spot of that channel and made his own channel.
Yep. Chavez TV.
it doesn't surprise me. Most governments these days are very much influenced by press that comes out of their country. You know, it's kind of everywhere. While the problems seem localized, the everywhere's having the same problems from the fucking government. You know what I mean? It may be the small, minute details that are different, but for the most part, everybody's having the same kind of issues. And people aren't getting a say-so in the way they're being governed, and they're not getting an outlet to be able to say that we don't appreciate this because there's, you know, so much censorship and shit like that takes place.
Well, if you only knew, you know that that we use the Bolívar, right? And in Colombia they use pesos. The pesos have always been lower than the Bolívar. It was never. Now, it's more valuable than a Bolívar any day. I mean, one Bolívar is 6 Bolívares, the legal ones, 6 Bolívares, 0.3, are $1 right now.
I can barely hear you.
Always. You can barely hear me.
Yeah.
I can hear you fine, but you do sound a little bit muffled, and Sicko is probably outside smoking a cigarette in the wind and has a phone up to his head. But you sound fine, dude. Yeah, just continue. He doesn't have to know what you're saying.
Okay, well, what happens is that the Bolívar has devalued a lot. A lot. And the minimum wage right now, like, completely sucks. We're not even able to live with that. I mean,
so you have a devalued currency, so it must be hyperinflation. I'm sure your government's probably in debt too somewhere. But
I wonder how much
with no reason. It's like they give like a bunch of oil away to a bunch of countries without even needing to. They give money to Bolivia, and they give money to Argentina, and they give money to every other country that they want, but they don't even fix our country. I mean, if you go through the streets...
Oh, that kind of reminds me of, I don't know, the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's what
I... I lived in the United States, and you can't even compare it to this. It's like,
yeah,
the insecurity here is horrible. You can't even go out of your house like after like 1 o'clock at night because they're gonna kill you, because they want to steal your BlackBerry, or because they want to steal your phone.
Oh damn! You guys are just barely getting to BlackBerries out there. Damn.
No, yeah, BlackBerries years ago, and they're already like fading away. But kill you for them. It's like they can't just like steal them and go. No, they have to
that
kill you.
That technically happens here too.
They kill you. And
yeah,
cell phones,
they do that too.
Like, it's not like over there that maybe you're a company and they give you a cell phone for free or for how many dollars or this or that. Cell phones here are really expensive. They're 4,000 bolivars. An iPhone 5 right now is
4,000 burritos?
4,000.
Oh my God. You know what? I have to do some chat room moderation here. Floss, 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. Floss. Go ahead, continue. Al, we're talking to Al from Venezuela. He's how'd you find out about the show on Twitter?
Yeah, I was actually checking some Twitter things and I saw it and I just
Cool, man. I'm so glad you called in. This is really cool. Yeah, because we're all in the United States. I'm in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area. As is my co-host tonight, Anand Sicko. And we're intrigued by this. And I'm a big Twitter freak, and I've been following all the different reactions from the whole spectrum of the Twitter sphere. And it's kind of interesting to see. There's nobody that's kind of like indifferent to him. People either like really hated him or really loved him. There was nobody was just like, eh. All right, he's all right. Yeah,
he's definitely a polarizing figure.
All right, he sucks. He actually sucks. It's like we are living in a what they call here is like it's not a we're not living under a dictation yet, but it's almost. It's like if he kept going into power, we would be there like very soon. You know, every other year he starts taking away more things. Like before we could get from our credit cards like $2,000, I think, to buy things through their internet. He took it down to $400 yearly. You can only have $400 to buy through the internet. You can't buy more than two milks at the supermarket or flour or sugar. He took out a bunch of companies out of the country just to make his own. For example, there was a supermarket here called Success, and it was a Colombian company. And he took them out because they were supposedly selling too expensive. And he opened his own supermarket, and his supermarket was even more expensive. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? It's like, makes no absolute sense what the hell you're doing. To go to one of those supermarkets that they say here that are really expensive and all that crap, you would actually spend less money there than in his supermarket. So it's just a bunch of nonsense. It's like people don't because they don't live here, you know? But it's not as easy as people put it, or as the news puts it.
I can't hear what you're saying.
He's saying it's not everything's not as cut and dry as people portray it in the media.
I believe 100%. You know, I trust me. Like I'm not under any illusions that the government of Venezuela is some like you know just amazing fucking government. Like No, you can't point to one on this planet that doesn't have all kinds of issues that need to be resolved right now, like issues that are unacceptable, and that's all governments, not just one, not just a handful, not just America, not just America's allies, it's everybody.
No, just like if you only heard the stupid things that they were saying today, the vice president this afternoon before he said that Chavez actually died. He was saying that the United States were the ones who infected him with cancer.
That's right. We've got documents. Can we go to the document cam?
Look at the document, Cam. We got the documents right here.
It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? That's not even possible. It's like, are you stupid? It's like, it's so ignorant of them to even say that on TV. It's such a shame for the country to have people like that on TV saying that worldwide. It's like, you're so ignorant that you don't know that you can't actually do that. You know? It's like, and that's the
totally. Problem.
What the heck?
For sure. 69, dude. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm hanging out with Al from Venezuela. He's given us a little insight into what people are feeling on the ground in Venezuela. If you have a question for him or you want to join the panel here, discussion, we still have over a half hour to go. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. Feel free to tweet the show out. And if you want to follow my Twitter, it's twitter.com/VincentBay. One of my latest tweets was the link to the show. You can retweet that. What else? Just tweet out the link, dudes. There's also the little button, the tweet button underneath the slideshow. The homage montage for Ugo.
About him.
Oh, we love him. Are you kidding me? We thought Sean Penn was gonna run off with him, but he didn't. God damn it! I was just making fun of Sean Penn last night too.
He doesn't even know what the hell is going on here, and he comes here like asking money from Chavez. He's like, what the hell is wrong with you?
You know what he came for? Hey, hey, dude, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your shit over here, but I heard you got some cash. Check it out. Yo, I'm Sean Penn. What's up? What the fuck was Spicoli doing down there? I have no idea.
Naomi Campbell was also here.
Oh, my God.
Shit about her anywhere in the world.
Danny Glover. Yeah, we went down the list earlier. Danny Glover's been down there.
Like, not relevant anymore.
Oh, Ahmadinejad was down with your boy. I think he came through there, didn't he?
Who?
Iranian president, Ahmadinejad.
I can't pronounce it either, Vince. Don't worry.
Ahmadinejad, just something or other. The president from Iran, the short little dude with the windbreaker.
Just like, you know that when this other dude died, Andres Pérez Jiménez. He was a former president of Venezuela, too. When he died, Chavez said that we're gonna keep working like nothing happened because he was a cruel and evil dictator. It's like, I'm like, what the hell is your problem, dude? It's like, you're like worse than him. It's like, and now we have to stop all the country. We all have to stop working just because you died. That's cool. Pretty cool.
Hey, at least you get the time off, bro. You get 3 days and just chill.
Yeah, 3 days of just chilling, and then I don't get paid for those 3 days. No, actually,
yeah, but don't you get like free healthcare and shit?
Yeah.
Don't you get a lot of free stuff though?
No.
I put that in quotes, but no, you're kidding me. He doesn't have socialized medicine there.
Which house? No,
oh, that makes sense why he went to...
to Cuba?
He went to Cuba because they don't have socialized medicine there. Interesting.
Everything is a little different than you all think.
Really?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I think Hugo Chavez is a capitalist. I really do.
He opened a...
CEO of a country. Literally.
He opened a few free clinics, right? But they were all managed by Cuban doctors, all of them. And it's like, how much can you trust the person who studied in Cuba? It's like, here.
Okay, you know what? Floss is going on timeout again. Another 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. Floss, 2 minutes for scrolling. Continue.
Well, he has those places, and they actually, like, you do a really long line to get, like, taken care of by a doctor. The doctor just looks at you, and it's like, he doesn't even, like, really examine you or anything. He's just like, what's your problem? It's like, well, I've had a horrible headache for 2 weeks. Oh, okay, you can drink this. Okay, bye. That's all they do. And it's like, oh, thank you. It's like...
Sounds like our emergency rooms. You walk in there, and you go, dude, I feel my stomach hurts, my head hurts. I don't know. They just go, yeah, you have to give the flu. Just take some Tylenol. All right, that'll be $375, please.
Well, yeah, they don't even charge us. Like, why? They don't charge. That's the only good thing. But they don't even work. Like, if you go to that...
They technically don't charge here either if you go to the emergency room.
Like, if you go there, you have to go back...
Just write that shit in. Shit off. That's why... That's why the healthcare goes up so high, is because the people, they have to make up for the people the revenue they lose from the people in the emergency room.
Oh, he also has like these supermarkets that only people who vote for him can go to.
Dude, are you calling from a chopper?
No.
Yes, I am actually.
Really? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yes, I am.
The Lulz chopper.
Yeah.
All right, quick, everybody get in. Come on. Shit's getting boring. You gotta get the Lulz chopper right now. Quick.
Wow.
The chopper. To the chopper quickly.
I just did that.
Stop it.
Jesus Christ. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay kicking it with Al from Venezuela. It's not a band, it's a country. And also a non-sicko. We got a half hour to go. What kind of music do you like, Al?
I like a little bit of everything.
Like, who are some of your iTunes, who are some of your bands that you got in there? Who are some of your favorites? What's in heavy rotation?
Oh, I like Linkin Park.
Linkin Park?
Yeah. I like it. The old stuff. Not
do you
like Limp
Bizkit?
Yeah, they're all right.
God.
Not
wait a second. Hang on a minute. Do you like Insane Clown Posse?
I don't know who they are.
Good. Okay. All right. Not that bad. Okay. What about Metallica? Do you like Metallica?
They're going way too far for me. It's like, I'm 23, you know.
Oh, you're 23. How, yeah. You like Gogo Bordello?
Who?
Gogo Bordello.
Don't know who that is either.
Oh. Well, you're going to check them out right now. They have a song called Think Locally, Fuck Globally.
Oh, okay, that sounds great.
They're gypsy punks.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully, we'll get some global... we'll globalize this bitch, get some female action localized here. Ladies, feel free to call in. We got a half hour left. It'd be awesome to have a little estrogen... flushed into the panel here. If not, it's cool. We can keep talking about conspiracies. We got the documents here. Can we go to the document cam? Sorry. All right. So, dude, check it out. Gogo Bordello. Think locally, fuck globally. Be right back.
Think law college. Hey, follow my dad. Fuck law, fuck lit. Hey!
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, I'm back. Nick Knack is getting a timeout for putting personal information into the chat room. I don't care whose personal information it is, but it's a violation of my rules and ethics here. People are not to reveal, unless someone gives permission to broadcast personal information on this show in any way, whether it's in the chat, via the chat room, the actual broadcast, the show itself, the callers. Just don't get it twisted, people. You know what I'm saying? Just don't get it twisted. Don't be, you know, Nick Knack, you should know better. Seriously. If you want my docs are out there. It's all good. But just don't spam my chat room with it. Or anybody's docs for that matter. Seriously, not cool. I dumped Danny Dantalian before for that, so I have no problem dumping you, Nick Knack. That's like not cool. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got Sicko with me for another 20 minutes. We also have Al from Venezuela. Sounds like he's talking. He's joining us from the airplane hangar. What's going on, Al?
Nothing. I'm just chatting on Facebook, talking to people. Seeing how they're feeling about it.
What are people saying?
Well, actually, the person that I'm talking to right now says, normal people die every day, and I'm like, okay, true.
Yeah.
Did you tell your friend you're on the internet right now, on the internet radio show? Oh, you're on a podcast right now, live?
No.
No?
Not really. They're just being really annoying, and I don't really want to talk to them right now, so I'm
So, yeah.
Well, the thing is that, well, you know that today when I was at work, everybody was, like, going crazy, and I was like, what is going on? And all the parents of the kids were coming to pick them up. It was all weird. And then they closed the mall where we work, and they, like, threw us out, practically. And I was like, okay, fine. I had to work until 9, I worked until 6, I was like, okay, fine, I'll go home, I don't care. It doesn't really bother anybody, does it? Yeah, news were a little... People got scared because they actually brought, like, war tanks out in the street. It's like, why do they even do that?
Comitatus.
It's like, they do some really, like, stupid things. So people get really freaked out and everybody goes running everywhere, like a war is about to start or something. They just do it to freak people out. It's like they don't really do anything with it. And the worst thing is that the supermarket that I was telling you about, the one that he opened, is like one block away from my house. And that's where the tanks park and they stay there. So, the streets are really quiet. Nobody's out. I normally hear everything from here, but everything closed. All the restaurants, everything closed. It was pretty strange. Nothing like that has ever happened.
If I just disappear, it's because my phone dies then.
Oh, it's all good. I can barely hear you, though. Al, we have hideous feedback from you, man. It's sounds like you're calling from an airplane hangar.
Oh, really?
Oh, so much cleaner, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that better?
Yeah, it's better.
But he's got great content, though. He's awesome.
Sure.
We also have Shady Playa on the line. Shady Playa, your hand is not up, but if you have a report, please at any feel free at any time to press 1. And he does. Shady Playa, what's going on?
The only report I have is that Goofy Bone is still mad, and all I did, and I got kicked from his chat room for spamming. Where in your show, it's only a 2-minute timeout.
Wow. Yeah.
Some president.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. He's just bitter.
And then we see Jewish producer in the chat room. What's up, Jewish producer?
Yeah,
I'll be sure to join your show sometime.
Big ups to Jewish producer in the house. Check out Jewish producer, Mr. Midnight Movie. They do the, what is it? No White Guilt Show. It's a good one that they do. Also, Inflammatory Talk. It's Inflammatory Talk Radio. They're great. Jewish producer, Midnight Movie. They do not talk about movies, hardly ever. Mostly talk about racist shit. But, I'd love to join them sometime when they actually review a movie. I should do, what do you think about movie reviews? Should I do a movie, like a movie review every week?
I don't know, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you should start doing movie reviews.
Okay. I used to do music reviews.
That's a little more understandable.
Yeah, if you go in my archives, I used to do New Music Tuesday. It was a complete and utter failure. Nobody wanted to listen to music.
That sounds about right.
I used to do college radio. I like just playing music and chopping it up every once in a while in between. Minutes left. 347-826-7667. Man.
We call in. I don't have.
So yeah. Speaking of Goofy Bones, Goofy Bones still... we have to call him Goofy Bones, too, just to piss him off even more.
Yeah, Goofy Bones.
Goofy Bones.
Plural,
yeah, more than one. Bone. I like that Goofy Bones is butthurt. That's good. That's when he's most entertaining.
Little
does he know. So you're welcome, Goofy Bone, for contributing to your content.
Oh, bless me.
The president of BTR, back on the airwaves. I thought that was great. It sucked that he booted me from his chat room, too, and his show. But whatever.
Goofy Bone?
He's the pred.
He got butthurt? That doesn't sound like him at all.
Goofy Bone's got hella butthurt. Hecka butthurt.
Don't say
hecka. Oh, yeah, dude. Okay, let's bring back Al. Sorry, Al, I had you on a hold there. Al, so what...
What's up?
So we got about 12 minutes left to go. What else is there that you'd like to share with us about the sort of overall situation in Venezuela now and the overall reaction to Chavez's death?
Well, everything's quite quiet. Maybe I'll be able to tell you more in the passing of these next few days.
Are you on Twitter, by the way?
Yeah.
What's your Twitter account?
Where can I write it to you?
Are you in the chat room?
Yeah.
Yeah, just type it in there, dude.
I'm not very used to the computer chatting thing.
Just paste it into the chat room. The name of the link to your account. Okay, there we go. Sean Guardia. All right, man. I'll add you.
Yeah, if you have any more questions.
Holler, follow back, crew.
What?
If you have any more questions in the next few days, you can send me something on Twitter.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing it. You're welcome to call back in anytime, man.
Sure. It's been pretty fun, actually. Never done this before.
Yeah. Dude, you can do this. You can, if you want, you can do your own show if you want. Like, you could do a half-hour show for free. You just sign up. It's just like any other social networking. It's just another level of social networking. It's chat talk radio. But
yeah,
on the internet, but on the internet, yeah.
I was all day.
Huh?
What would I talk about? It's like, I have nothing interesting to say.
I'm just saying, you have that option. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, I have a caller from Venezuela on my show right now. That's beautiful.
Well, what can I say? At least you got a caller from Venezuela.
Power of Twitter and the internet and Blog Talk Radio.
When people come to Venezuela, seem to think that we don't speak English.
Oh, I know you do. I've met a few people who are transplants here from Venezuela.
Really?
There's a wide range of characters from there, yeah. I feel like Venezuela is kind of like Argentina. There's a lot of post-war European blood flowing through there.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually Spanish. Half
yeah.
Spanish.
Like this guy was from German descent, actually.
Well, I'm Spanish descent.
Yeah.
Because if you look at me, I don't look like what people would think is a Venezuelan. Because I don't know what they think Venezuelans look like.
Are you a ginger?
No.
Okay, good. Hey, don't pay attention.
Can you imagine me as a ginger? I would be such a fire crotch. That would be horrible. Being ginger must not be cool.
Well, dude, I'm stoked that you found my show and called in and shared with us. I wish I had a low cut filter I could put on my switch. That's what they need next on this thing, the switchboard. They need a little equalizer. A little miniature little mixing console. That would be hot.
Yeah, that would be cool. Be a little more complicated, don't you think?
Well, the switchboard now, it could easily be revamped to accommodate that. I'm sure they have the technology and the know-how and the wherewithal. There's no incentive, I guess. Just keep what you got going. Milk it. I remember when this Blog Talk Radio was free. You could have as many accounts as you wanted. It didn't matter. I had like 5 accounts. I used to do 3-hour shows all the time for free. If I wanted to, I could do like a whole day of just Vince in the Bay. It's just insane. There was like this little crew from Milwaukee that did that. There was like 10 of them at least that all had accounts, and they would just string their shows together for like 24 hours pretty much. It was insane.
That's a long time for a show.
Yeah, they'd start off in the morning. It would be Petey Green, and then in the afternoon it would be Wayne Ghetto. He was doing this 420 show. Dude, and then Miss PG would do her sidebar, and then they'd have at night it would be this. It was like basically erotic talk, but essentially it was just live phone sex late night on BTR. These people are like fucking on the air, and while other people from other or dialed in from other countries getting off at the same time. It was crazy. BTR was wild, dude. People used to have accounts. They would do their shows and they'd just use it as like a show to like go within other shows. Like they'd do an hour show. This guy Chesta's Funhouse, he used to call it. Like he'd do a show, but he would just, his whole show would be, you know, him getting callers and them calling into other shows. And it became like this insane late night Yeah, Blog Talk, whatever. Chat room orgy. It was insane.
So it was like prostitution, kind of like radio?
No. Shit was all free, dude. It's just people getting off on air. It's insane. I don't think they allow that shit anymore, though.
Yeah, actually, prostitutes charge.
You don't see much of that around anymore. Dr. G is flooding the chat room with shit. Sorry, man. I didn't see any of this stuff. Sorry if I'm not reading it. He says, quote, Venezuela is in a state of blackout. What everyone is counting on is greed. Since a lot of Chavez will surely try to pick on the corpse, and not one of them has an ounce of the demonic charisma Chavez exerted on the populace.
Did you
blabbity, blubbity, blabbity. He's kind of into it, man. Damn.
Did you actually know that Chavez, like, looked at the corpse of Simon Bolivar? He opened his casket. Did you know that?
No.
Well,
I did not know that.
He did. And all the people who were there, they have all died. All of them. There's only like...
They're all going to eventually, right?
Yeah, but they've all, like, died because they were not supposed to do that. I mean, it's like Simon Bolivar was, like...
Oh, he got cancer because he didn't do that? Or he did do that or whatever?
Well, people here in Venezuela and in Latin America, they believe a lot in the witchcraft things, those religions that are really strange, you know? And they say that supposedly if you open one of those things, you're going to die. Because you're supposed to leave the dead, and not open your caskets. Simon Bolivar was like, he died like 200 or 300 or 500, like a billion years ago. It's like, that's not right to do. Well, at least I don't think that's right. And they have all died. He actually died today, supposedly, because he's been dead for like a week already. They just said that he died today. Well, everybody's known that he's dead for the past week or the past month. And he actually...
Good is dead.
He actually...
The biography about Hugo Chavez. Starring Antonio Banderas as Hugo.
And who's his love interest?
Salma Hayek. As Salma Hayek.
That's pretty funny. Well, they did that and they didn't have all that. He actually died the same day that one of his really close colleagues died. But she died 2 years ago.
You know Sean Penn's going to want to play him. Dude, I'll do it. Spicoli will totally do it, man.
Sean Penn.
Guy. Dude, I totally knew the guy.
Sean Penn should, like, commit suicide or something. He's not relevant. People here don't even know how to say his name. It's sad.
Hugo?
No, Sean Penn.
Chavez. Like Eric Chavez, formerly of the Oakland Athletics.
What happened to the other dude that was here talking with us?
Oh, he fell asleep like everybody else.
I'm not asleep. I was actually reading stuff. I'm sorry. I got distracted. I was reading about
the multitasking. I get it. It's cool. It's cool, dude. Or the show's almost over. We should do final thoughts here briefly. Let's start with Sicko.
Not what I was reading.
Final thoughts, Sicko.
Fuck the United Nations. Let me just say that.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's non-binding. Nothing. Anything they say, fuck it. Are you talking about the Cannabis Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be... Dude, we should do a show on that. That's a good topic, actually.
Okay. We'll get Foolish Reporter to call in.
Yeah, that guy's great. I definitely wanted him to get him on the show sooner rather than later.
I'll see if he wants to come on the show. Just tell me when.
Right. Sweet. Okay, Shady Playa, final thoughts.
Great show tonight, Vince.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. If you talk to Goofy, tell him to unblock me, and he can suck my cock.
All right.
And last but not least, our friend from Venezuela, Al. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we sign off?
Well, just that Chavez actually sucks, and we're happy that he's gone. We're hoping for a new and better president that can actually fix all the shit that he did.
Right on. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call tonight, bro. Thanks to everybody in the chit chat room. It was a pleasure, as per usual. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in till the end. Even all the Vince Gazi bullshit people. Thank you, Anon Sicko, Crush Zone, Dr. Jeep, Floss, Gonzo, PhD, guest. A bunch of guest listeners, Jewish producer, Josh 33, Kaja Naja Nada, Kaja Nada, Mock Mechanism, Melissa 13, some sort of hacksaw elite, I can't even, gobbledygook, I don't even know what your name is, Ms. Z, thank you, Nick Knack, Norwack, Shadowfly, Shady Playa, Soul Butter, hey, Soul Butter, Tales of Hair and Harry and the Arts of Farts, We and You Dig It Music Radio. All right, kids. Thank you for coming out. Until next time, I'm Vince in the Bay. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. This goes out to Hugo Chavez. This is a Spanish version of Me Llamo Mud via Primus. Peace out, yo.
Me llamo Mud. Me llamo Mud. Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?